Okay, good evening. Thank you for inviting me back. Thank you for coming to learn. It's always a pleasure coming, whether it's for a Shabbos or whether it is for your Rosh Chodesh lecture series. So I'll tell you the truth, I'll be honest. When Adina asked me to speak, the first day was supposed to be in July, and then it didn't work out for whatever reason. And then we said, what about before Rosh Hashanah? And I didn't really have time. She said, what about Labor Day? I said, Labor Day? I don't know. People are busy with barbecues and family, back to school, back to... I don't think it's a good idea. And Adina said, no, I think it's a good idea. So I said, okay. I mean, I'm available. I don't think anyone's going to come. That's what I said. But it's okay. We'll have... So Baruch Hashem, I was wrong. And Adina was right. So here we are. I assume the barbecues are all finished. And we're ready for back to work. If we're not ready, it's tomorrow morning anyway. And back to school. The central motif of the Yamim Noraim, when every day is Labor Day. I thought it would be very appropriate to speak on Labor Day, meaning on Labor Day, on the topic of what does it mean to a Jew, Labor Day. And the truth is, for a Jew, for an Eved Hashem, for a servant of God, every day really is Labor Day. I want to specifically speak about one aspect or facet of Labor Day specifically, which is something that I do speak about often, especially if you follow my shiurim online, and that is the true Avodah Shebalev, as the Gemara says so famously, Maseches Tainis, right in the beginning, to a La'avda b'cholavavchem, you shall serve God, you shall worship God, you shall work for God with all your heart, Perikit Alf and Devarim, what we commonly refer to as the second paragraph of Shema, and the sages say, what does it mean, la'avda b'cholavavchem? How can you serve God with all your heart? That's not a tangible mitzvah. I know what it means to serve God. We're coming up to Tzkiyah Shofar, so I understand I have to blow the shofar. We're coming up to Yom Kippur, so I have to v'nisam es nafsho seichem, afflict my soul, and the sages tell me what it means. I know what it means to take the Arba Minim with the help of Chazal. I know what it means, Leishay Basukah, but what does it mean, La'avda b'chol avavchem? This is a completely intangible mitzvah. How can you touch service of the heart? Here we are gathered in a base Knesset, the focal point of service of the heart, where we all come together to daven. We have the Aron Kodesh, we have the Baal Tfilah. What does it mean, La'avda b'chol avavchem? So the sages famously say, what does it mean, Avoda Shebalev? And you all know the answer, Avoda Shebalev. What is work or service or labor of the heart? Ave Omer, behold, you will say, Zohi Tfilah. This is prayer. Prayer is defined as service of the heart. And what is so compelling about service of the heart, everyone's heart, and it's something I speak about when I speak about Tfilah. That means everyone's service is different. Because every single person in this room has a different heart. And I know, don't start bringing me science. I know heart, the emotions reside in the brain and in the psyche. But even in English, we would say, I love you with all my heart. Don't break my heart. And heart is typically the place of the emotion. Every single one of us has a different emotion. And our emotion varies from morning to afternoon to evening. The same person doesn't have the same heart in the morning that you have by mincha time, and you don't have the same heart by mincha time that you have in the evening. Never mind, vary from one person to the next. You have two people sitting next to each other, and both of them are saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And both of them on Yom Kippur are like Malachim saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Vad. And both of them are sitting next to each other saying Kol Nidrei Ve'Eserei V'Kinu Yei. And both of them are saying Hashamnu Baganu Gazalnu. But the Hashamnu Baganu Gazalnu is different for each person, because every single heart is different. So when the sages tell us, Ezei Avodah Shebalev, what is labor, what is work of the heart? Avayomer Zoi Tfilah. Because the bakashas of your heart, the requests, the supplications, the challenges, the love, the thanks in your heart are not the same from the person standing right next to you. So yes, she's holding the same machzor. Mamish the same. And yes, it's open to the same page. Mamish the same. And the chazan is reciting words that you both hear at the exact same time. And you're both saying, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzavakos. But your intention is entirely different. Ezehi avoda shehi b'lev. Because your heart must be in your prayer. Because without the heart, can we have prayer? That's all other question. I'm not going to go into that. Now, I have an article in the current Why You To Go, where I speak about that much more in depth. A friend wrote, I received this email, "This morning I was standing in a bakery in Jerusalem and I noticed that I was standing behind Natan Sharansky." Welcome. Come in, sit down. "I summoned up my courage. I told him I just cited from a book of his this week in class I was teaching on Sefer Tehillim. I explained, I told my students the inspiring story of Natan Sharansky. He kept a tiny book of Tehillim with him at all times, even when he had to struggle with the authorities to get it back. At that point, Sharansky smiled and he reached into his shirt pocket and he pulled out a tiny palm-sized tattered book of Tehillim. I was stunned and I said to him, 'Do you actually carry that wherever you go? I just taught my class that.' Sharansky didn't even pause and he says, 'I don't carry that. Actually, that carries me.' The central motif of the time that we are going through, beginning with Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Sfardi Minhag, is to begin Slichos on Rosh Chodesh Elul, not wait till we did, like till Motzei Shabbos. This is a time of Slichos. It's a time of V'David Hashem Ori V'yishi Mimi Ira Hashem Azchaye Mimiv Efchad Kapitel Chav Zayin of Tehillim, which we add in twice a day to our Tfilas, beginning Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way up to Simchas Torah. I always feel so... According to some opinions, you could say it till the end of Simchas Torah. I always say it till the last possible time. I say Adavin Nesach Sfarad, Shachrus and Mincha. If he doesn't Nesach Ashkenaz, Shachrus and Arvis. We have Slichos. We have the Davar Hashem Ari V'Yishi. We're coming up to the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah when we're going to add Avinu Malkeinu Chatan V'Necha, Avinu Malkeinu Aser L'man Shemecha. We are coming up to the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah when we're going to add Shir Amalus Mima Makim Kerasicha Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik tells over in his Machzor, if you don't have this, I don't work for art school, I highly recommend this. Someone just reached out to me actually from West LA. She listened to a certain Shir online. She wanted to know if I had my sources written up. I said, I don't, but it's from the Machzor Masoros HaRav. She said, I don't have it. I said, I really highly recommend it. It will truly enhance and your Yamin Merayim. So the Rav tells over in the Machzor Masoros HaRav, it only comes in Ashkenaz, even though I daven Sfarad. I have them anyways for Yom Kippur and for Rosh Hashanah. Really, it's the art school text, okay? This is just like public service announcement. It looks like a regular art school Machzor. But it's on my website, it's recommended reading, actually. But the insights are from Soloveitchik's stuff. Okay, 1 second. Let's not lose everything. Sorry. So I mentioned that we're about to start saying Shir Amos Mimamakim after Yishtabach V'laseres Yimei Teshuvah, beginning of Rosh Hashanah, through the 10 days of repentance, all through Yom Kippur. We add in this extra capital of Tehillim. Rav Soloveitchik tells over of a self-described atheist doctor who is in a concentration camp in Latvia with a group of Jews from the Novardic school, Novardic yeshiva, and it was a group of Bachrim with their rabbi, and every day when they would return home from their slave labor home, and they would turn back to the hell of the barracks after their slave labor, they would sit down on the floor, the students, the Talmidim with their rabbi, and they would recite Tehillim. And they would recite every night, Shir Hamaos Mima Makim Karasicha Hashem, from the depths I called you, Hashem Shema Bekoli, Tiad Aznecha Kashuvos, so call Tachanunai. My heart's not your heart, and your heart's not her heart. And everyone might be davening for Nachas Gidobanim, but even in Nachas Gidobanim, we're all davening for different things. And everybody might be davening for health, but even in health, we're all davening for different things. And even in Parnassah, we're all davening for different things. And you could have two people who the scenarios look exactly the same. We could both have children with cochlear implants, and we could both see the same therapist, and we could both do X, Y, and Z, and we're still different. Because your heart is unique to the person you are. It's your individual fingerprint, so to speak. And it's your connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They would sit down on the floor, the rabbi with his talmidim, after a day of hellish labor, after a day in Gehenim, and they would come home to Gehenim, and they would recite Shir Amos Mimamakim Karasicha Hashem, and this self-described atheist doctor wrote in his diary, watching them, he wrote, he would have given up his very life to have the faith, the amuna, to recite Tehillim under such circumstances. The Rav tells that over. We recite Shir Amos Mimamakim, we recite Avinu Malkeinu, we recite Slichos, we recite the David Hashem Ori V'Yishi. What is the central motif, if not Tfilah, during this time? What is the whole point of prayer? God doesn't know what I need. God doesn't know what I want. Hashem doesn't know how I feel in my heart. Do you ever look up, Hashem, Hashem, what do you want from me? What should I do now? Hashem, help me. Rav Shimshon Pinkus explains, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that the way Hashgacha works, it's as if the Ribbono Shel Olam does not know. It's as if he does not hear. It's as if he does not see if you don't tell him. Kaviyacha, as if it were possible, you need to bring the situation to his attention, so to speak, says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, to arouse divine rachamim to your plight. It's a parent who wants to hear from the child. And every day really is Labor Day for us. Ezehi avoda shehi belev. When do we have to daven? So there are differences of opinions. By the way, don't misinterpret anything that I'm saying here. According to our opinions today, we are davening three times a day. If you daven arvus, you don't daven arvus, shachus, mincha marv. The Rambam, Maimonides, one of my kids just said to me yesterday, how do you pronounce Rambam and Ramban? They wanted to know, how do you say it? I said, the Rambam, the Ramban. Okay, the Rambam, Maimonides writes, it is a mitzvah de'oraisa lihit palel b'chol yom. We're talking about de'oraisa here. De'rabanan, according to all opinions, what do you have to do de'rabanan? You daven shachris by the zman, you daven mincha by the zman, and you daven marv by the zman. I'm talking about de'oraisa. Don't take piske halacha from anything I am saying. I'm making that very clear. According to the Rambam, Maimonides, is a mitzvah de'oraisa lihit palel b'chol yom, to daven sam tfila every day. Chiyuv ha-torah hu lihitchanein lakel b'chol yom. It is a chiyuv of the Torah. Again, we're talking about the de'oraisa, lihitchanein, to plead, or didn't you once email me about chinun? Maybe I translated incorrectly. Chinun, to plead or to appeal before God, b'chol yom, ulohod oslefanav, and to offer thanks before him. Moda'an lefanach, melechai v'kayam. He has the yecholis lahashlim kol bakasha. Hashem has, of course, the ability and power to fulfill every request. It's a tenet of our faith that the Ribbono Shel Olam can fulfill every request. On my way here, Waze was on, but you know, you could still see the messages on top. So somebody messaged me, can I call you for chizik tonight, or do you have a shir? So I called them and I said, I am on my way to the shir, but I'm in the car now. And I said that a certain matzav should be resolved, and the person said, ah, so I said, let me tell you. I said, the Ramban, Nachmanides, writes in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Yilches. Why did Sarah do that was so wrong? She laughs. You wouldn't laugh. You're 89, your husband's 99, these dusty nomadic Arabs with the dust on their feet, over there, will the Sarah show up at your house, and they say, we know you've been barren all this time, but I have news for you. This time next year, when the sun reaches this exact place, Sarah's going to have a boy. She's laughing. Of course she's laughing. She's 89 years old. And now I'm going to have a child? Now God wakes up? Now? You couldn't do it before? So she laughs. So God comes to Avram and he says, Lama zatzacha kasar? Why is she laughing? And what does she say? Lo tzachati. I didn't laugh. What kind of strange, bizarre story is this? You laughed. You didn't laugh. She denies laughing. Lo ki areya, says the Torah. She's afraid. The angels immediately get up after Sarah laughs. The shechina kavi achan, the Ribbono Shel Olam can't be. The shechina, the Ribbono Shel Olam can't be not be in the presence of doubt. Sarah laughs. What's the very next words? Ve'ekumu misham ha'anashim ve'eshkifu al p'nei sodom. Hey, this is based on my readings or learnings of Salvechik and the Sefer Bat Yom Berev Holzer. They can't be, God can't be in the presence of sin or in the presence of doubt. Now, I know we're talking about Sari Menu, please. I'm trying just to understand what's going on here. So what am I telling you? So the Ramban says, I'm telling this to the person on the phone because I said your situation should be resolved. And this person was a little bit doubtful that realistically, is it going to be resolved? So the Ramban says, why is Sarah in such big trouble? Of course she laughed. Wouldn't you laugh? It's not the Gedolei Hador who showed up at her door. There are three dusty Arabs coming. The Ramban says, when a person gets a bracha, you could go look up in the Ramban. When a person gets a bracha, even if it's coming from as dubious a source as three dusty nomads, the proper response is, Amen, Ken Yasa Hashem. That's the Lashon of the Ramban. That's a proper response to bracha. Amen, Ken Yasa Hashem. The Rambam writes, you have a chiyuv de'oraisa, lispalel b'chol yom, Litpalel b'chol yom, because Hashem has the yecholes lahashlim kol bakasha. In your heart, you think it's impossible. You know when I scream Meshurim, you know what I always say, who am I screaming at? Myself. You think it's impossible that Hashem could fulfill this bakasha, because time and again, the year in and year out has proven that there's no solution to my nisayon, the Ribbono Shel Olam. So why am I davening? You already know what I mean. I told you yesterday. I told you this morning. I told you last year. So I have to daven more. You don't know. Shifri kamayim libeich. Nochach p'nei Hashem. You don't know. I didn't pour out my heart like water yesterday. I didn't cry last year and 2 years ago. V'yeshul ha'yecholus lahashlim kol bakasha, says the Rambam. Says the Ramban. You know why Sarah was in trouble? I'm not saying this. You know what the Ramban says? The proper response is Amen Kenya Hashem, no matter how impossible it seems. So we have Achiyuv Litpala B'chayim. So I said that to this person. Then I told him a story today. I'd work in the morning, then shopping for Yantif and carpool, half a day. So then I went to take one of the kids to get a suit and the Judaica store and more shopping, because the first grocery store didn't have everything I needed. Kastrom, everything should be in one place. Okay. So we're driving on, you know, the gourmet glot parking lot. Yeah. So when it's like a regular Tuesday, it's no problem. But when it's a Monday and it's less than a week till Yantef and it's Labor Day and back to school, it's a busy parking lot. So I drove in. So I said to this child, now we need Hashem to help us find a parking spot. So this child said, a geshmak child, Baruch Hashem. The child said, we're not going to find one. I said, with that attitude, of course we're not going to find one. How could you say that? So we're driving. I said, you see, now we're not finding one. Please don't take this as bad parenting. This is a wonderful child, and it's a chat, really, really, Baruch Hashem, and it's a very opportune time for lesson. And I was in the middle of saying, what you should have said was, Hashem will help us find the parking spot. And as I'm saying it, the car in front of me pulls out. You have to know what the chances are, chance and plan of God. And the child is like, eyes lit up. Wow, says the child. So, Avodah Shi Balev, every day is Mamish Labor Day. I have to work on tefillah. I have to put my heart in tefillah. And more than all of that, I have to have the amunah that the Ribbono Shel Olam can fulfill every request. No matter how lamala min hateva it seems, no matter what this year of Tavshin Ayin Ches has proven to you, you think it's not going to happen, Tavshin Ayin Ches, the world is created new. If Shimshon Pinchas says it's not the same world, when you see your friend for the first time in Tavshin Ayin Ches, says Rav Shimshon Pinchas, that's all in his Moedei Hashana, Elohim Rosh Hashanah, when you see your friend in Tavshin Ayin Ches, it's a different person. It's not the same friend. It's a new world, a new person, a brand new creation. Everything is brand new. So you think he doesn't have the yecholah, says the Rambam, you have to daven every day. You have to litpala lefanav, lechanein lo, ulehodos lefanav, kieshul halecholas, lahashlim kol bakasha. What's the proper approach? By the way, there's something very practical you could implement. Now you hear a bracha, it doesn't take so long to say, amein kein yasa Hashem. It's not my lashon. This is the Ramban on Chumash. According to the Ramban, Nachmanides now, the mitzvah de oraisa of tefillah is not every day. Please remember what I said. Derabanan, the mitzvah is to daven every day, three times a day. Talking about the oraisa, which brings us to many hashkafic insights that we can apply in our lives. Everyone with me? Am I translating enough, or it's not so clear? Is it clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, according to the Ramban, Nachmanides, Tefillah b'chol yom de'oraisa is not a de'oraisa. That's according to the Rambam, Maimonides. It is a de'oraisa, a mitzvah from the Torah, a biblical obligation to pray every day. According to the Ramban, Nachmanides, it is not a biblical obligation to daven every day. Rather, it is an obligation to daven, lihit palel v'lizok, to pray and to scream out, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'et tzara. So according to the Ramban, the obligation of tefillah, the oraisa, is in a time of tzara, in an emergency, in an urgent time. Someone told me this many, many years ago. Aviva Reich. How do you reconcile? She says she learned in a Michala. Apparently I was in with Michala with her the same year. I don't remember learning it, but I'll take her word for it. How do you reconcile the Ramban who says you have to daven be'es tzara de'oraisa, and the Rambam, who says you have to daven every day de'oraisa. Beautiful interpretation. If you understand that really every day is some sort of es tzara, then according to both opinions, you have to daven every day. So when I was on the phone with this person, and first I told them what the Ramban says, and then I told them about the story with my son in the parking lot, and then I shared a beautiful vart that Rav Shai Schechter shared with me. Shai Schechter told me such a beautiful vart. We say, it's a pasuk from Tehillim, we say it in Pesukei B'Dezimra, Nesach Svar, right before Baruch She'amar and Shabbos. La'ose nifla'os gedolos levado, ki la'olam chasto. Hashem is the one who does great wonders, levado. What does levado mean?
What? By himself.
Levado is by himself? Or alone. I can't hear. Who's talking? For himself? I would say to himself. I would say that levado is to himself. La'ose nifla'ot gedolot, la'ose gedolos levado. By himself, to himself, what does it mean? Why don't you just say, La'ose nifla'os gedolos kilam chasto? He makes great wonders. His kindness is eternal. So I think it was from the Medrash, Rashem Amar, I heard from Shai Schechter, but I think it was from the Medrash of Shai Schechter answered as follows. It's very, very beautiful. We don't even appreciate the magnitude of what Hashem does for us. La'ose nifla'os gedolos is not enough of a praise, levado. To himself, he is the only one, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who truly appreciates the extent of the miracles, of the goodness, of the kindness, of the Yeshua, of the salvation that he does for us. The magnitude of the miracle, the magnitude of the kindness, the magnitude of my ability to take a breath and fill my lungs. I'm not being facetious or sarcastic. The magnitude of that miracle, it's not even apparent to me. When do we start to appreciate how our bodies work? When chalila work. They stop working. But when they're working properly, I don't spend time thinking necessarily what a tremendous geshmak miracle this is. I think, I barely think about it at all. I think of where my body's to carry me, what I have to do. La'ose nifla'os gedolos levado. The Ribbono Shel Olam alone appreciates and understands. It's not even the capacity of my mind to appreciate that my tefillos are being answered. Maybe in a way that I necessarily don't understand. Maybe in some hidden realm. Maybe the tefillah that I done for situation A went to heal situation X and I didn't even know it. And I didn't even realize it. My tefillah of my heart is being used. Maybe God is directing it to where I need it to go. And I don't even appreciate that. It's not enough. Levado. Rav Salvechik tells over also in this machzer, either the Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, I don't remember. He bent Hashem for being a shomea tefillah. He hears our prayers. Salvechik explains along the lines of the thought that I just offered. Hashem is always a shomea tefillah. He is not always a mekabel tefillah in the way that we would like. What does that mean? I daven for a certain thing. Hashem always hears those prayers. He may not always, he's always the shomea tefillah. His ears, so to speak, are always attuned to everything. It seems funny that I say when I go into Grand Mega parking lot, I say, now Hashem has to help us find a parking spot. But the truth is, the Maisa, I do that. And I don't think it's petty. Because he's Avinu on the one hand, and your father cares about the smallest, minute details of your life. And on the other hand, Malkeinu, who cares about the greatest things in life. So Rav Salvechik says he's always the shomea tefillah. He's not always mikabel tefillah in the way that we expect. It doesn't mean your prayer was wasted. It means it was used for something else. And Rav Salvechik, in here, he recollects that it was in Europe in the 1930s, and he davened repeatedly not to have to leave to America. It was in the mid-1930s, and he did not want to leave to America, and he davened for that over and over and over. And he was forced, because his tefillos were not accepted, and I am saying that in quotes, to go to America. The end result, of course, was his life was saved. When I discussed that with Rav Shai Shachter, that piece specifically, he told me that his father, Shlita, Rav Shashiva, Rav Herschel Shachter, was in the Rav Shir when the Rav spoke about that. And the Rav stressed to the Talmidim how much he davened to be allowed to stay. He told it to his Talmidim, and Rav Shai Shachter was in that Shir, it was told to me by his son. He davened over and over and over, said the Rav to the boys, to be allowed to stay. So it seems on the surface, Hashem is not Shomein, he's not Mekabel. Lamaisa, he is Shomea, and he's Mekabel, Laosa, Nifloos, Gedolos, Levado. Only he appreciates. So when I stand and I daven with my bakashos and with my heart, according to the Rambam, it's a Doraisa to daven. When? Doraisa? Every day. And according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah, Ase Doraisa, Beis Sarah, but you put it together, so I need to daven all the time. I believe that Hashem hears everything, so why was I not answered? You were answered in a different way. You don't know the power of those prayers, that it went to save a different matzav in your life. Every day is an Eitzara. And certainly in this time period of Elul, and in this time period moving into Tishrei, we are less than 1 week away from Yom Hadin. In this time period, it is the most opportune opportunity to come close to Ribbono Shel Olam, because ultimately, what is the point of prayer? Va'ani kirvas Elokim li tov, says David HaMelech. For me, closeness to God is good. That's what I want. Shifti beveis Hashem koyim echai, ailachzos benoam Hashem ulevacher beheichala. What do I want? I want to sit in the presence of God. I want to be in the Ribbono Shel Olam Zeshiva. I want everything that I do in my life to see, be seen through the lens of what does my master want of me. Shifti beveis Hashem. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein says, how could David HaMelech say this? Rav Aaron Lichtenstein says, Was he shifti beveis Hashem? Kol yimei chayai. He was building a city. He was out to war. That's why he couldn't build a Beis Hamikdash. He was conquering lands. He established the state. You've been to Ir David. How could David HaMelech say, Ach HaShalti, Meis Hashem? Whatever he was doing was seen through the lens of, this is for the purpose of serving God. It's as if I'm dwelling in the house of Hashem. Never tav hesach hadas, to remove your mind. You should not remove your mind from the focal point of who I am serving when every day is Labor Day. And therefore, it's a tenet of our faith. And we clearly declare one of the most powerful moments of the Yamim Noraim, Usashuva, Usafila, Utsadaka, Ma'avirin, Esra Gzeira. Why you to go? Well, my penner has an article on Sim Shalom, I think. Why you to go publication that I mentioned, not only my articles on Tefillah, the whole Why you to go Rosh Hashanah compilation is on Tefillah, many different articles on prayer, because it's one of the tenets of our faith, the Teshuvah, repentance, Tefillah prayer, and Tzedakah Ma'avir Nesro HaGzeira. And I think that it is important and helpful, and I hope it's a source of chizuk for us all to understand that when it seems that it's not Ma'avir Nesro HaGzeira, in some way it has erased the evil decree. Maybe there was some decree that I didn't even know about. Rav Belsky, I'm reading his biography now. Did anyone read it? The article biography of Rav Belsky? Yes, no, maybe some. Yeah? Unbelievable. Unbelievable, the levels that a mere mortal can reach. But he says he was once traveling somewhere and he missed the plane by just a few minutes. He missed the plane by just a few minutes, and he was so frustrated. He said initially he was very upset. It's hard to imagine that someone on his level was upset, but he writes that he was disappointed and he was upset. He missed the plane, and this wasn't good for him. He wasn't going to get to where he needed to be. We're a very, very busy individual with many tzarchei tzibur, or seiken tzarchei tzibur. And then he remembered what his Rebbe, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, taught him. And he quotes the Gemara that says, Ein Adam Makir Niso, which relates to what I already quoted about Los and Iflos Gedolos Levado. Ein Adam Makir Niso. A man does not recognize the miracles that are done from him. And then he realized, and he remembered learning this from his rabbi, that if you miss the plane, it's for good that you missed the plane. Maybe when you would have gotten off the plane, there was an accident waiting to happen. In other words, only the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is Hayah Hove V'Yihya, can see all aspects of our life. I see such a narrow frame of reference. So I need to be answered, I think, right now, Hashem. Right now, I need the Yeshua. But Hashem knows that those tefillos actually need to answer something else more pressing right now. I can't see all modes of time. I can't see past, present, and future. I remember the past, Karata Alavar. I have Kabbalah Alasid. I can only envision what's happening, but really only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows. So he takes my tefillah because he's always the Shomea tefillah. And he applies it to where, so if it's I need to get out of Europe, then I need to get out of Europe. And right now I need a parking spot because I'm pressed for time and there aren't any others. And I don't say, we're never going to find one. Of course we're never going to find one. What kind of brachas? But we're never going to find one. We should say, Hashem will help us to find one. Amen, Ken Ya'aseh Hashem. Ein Adam Makir Biniso. A man does not recognize the miracles that are done for him. So Chazal, of course, famously say, at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, which we're coming up to this Shabbos, maybe the last two prakim for this season, Chazal famously say, excuse me, Perak Aleph Mishnah Beis, you know this, that the world is upheld on three things, three pillars, three legs, a tripod, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. Rav Shamshar Val Hirsch in his commentary on Pirkei Avos explains that without these three things, the world would cease to completely exist. It's not like they benefit the world, but there would be a world without them. Rav Hirsch explains that there would be no world. It's not Ha'olam Kayam, which is at Din Shalom and Emes, which is at the end of Pirkei Avos. Without Din Shalom and Emes, you could still have a world. It wouldn't be a great world. We're sort of there. Without Din Shalom and Emes, it wouldn't be a great world, but you could still have a world. That's Olam Kayam. Olam Omeid means, says Rosh Hashanah Falish, without Torah, Avod, and Gemilas Chasadim, there would be no world. So Torah is Torah, Gemilas Chasadim is Gemilas Chasadim, and Avod, there used to be, of course, the Karbanos. We don't have Karbanos anymore. We have Tefillah and Seder. And I already quoted from David HaMelech, Ani Kirvat Elokim Litov, Ani Kirvas Elokim Litov, Kirvas Karban. The purpose of the Karbanos and the purpose of Tefillah is what? And the same. It is to fuse or to mesh the relationship of man with the Almighty. How can I approach God? He gives us a way. He gives us a gift. He gives us avoda shebelev. Ani kirvat elokim litov kirvat karban. Avoda corresponds to the pillar today of tefillah. It's beautiful to consider that these three pillars upon which the world stands also correspond to the three patriarchs, the three avos. Ashosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid. Allah Torah corresponds to one of the patriarchs. Avodah to another one of the patriarchs. And Gemilas Chasadim to one of the other patriarchs. So let's go in backwards order. Not really. We'll go 1, 3, and then 2. We'll save for them. And Gemilas Chasadim is the most obvious because who is the Bechinas Chasad, the epitome or the essence of Chasad? Hey, we already brought up the story of Avram, and he's recuperating from his bris milah, beginning of Perek Yud Ches. We spoke about that in Jamaica State. We spoke about that. Avram Avinu corresponds to Gemilas Chesed, Bechinas Chesed. Even if they're three dusting nomadic Arabs, Yukachna Me'amai, Rachel Tzuragacha, Mishanu Tachas Eitz, I'm going to welcome them no matter who they are. Vayita Esho Be'er Sheva. He planted an Esho Be'er Sheva. Not the same story, but nevertheless, Achila Shasi Levayer, Achila Shasi Alina. He wants a place to feed guests, to give them to drink. Rashi says he planted an orchard with food to feed his guests. He's a Bechinas Chesed. Without Chesed, without the bastion of Avram Avinu, there would be no world. Mika Amcha Yisrael. Someone once asked me today to say, I don't know if this is true, maybe you know, I don't know, that on Rosh Hashanah we're judged as a klal, and on Yom Kippur we're judged as an individual. Is that true? I said, it makes sense. I don't know. She said, that's what you heard. Is it true? So she said, if we're judged as a klal, we're in big trouble. I said, l'hafach, adaraba. As a klal, we have so many schusim. As an individual, that's a little scary. As a yachin, I'm going to be in big trouble. As a klal, look how much chesed we have. Mika amcha Yisrael, goy achar ba'aretz. As a klal, we have so many schusim. Baruch Hashem, for the klal of klal Yisrael. We have so much chesed. Who's all based on Avram Avinu? So Shlosh Dvarim Olam Omei Torah Avod Gemilas Chasadim. Who's Gemilas Chasadim? Avram Avinu, the Bechinas Chesed. Each one of these is a shir in and of itself. Torah. Who's the Torah? Yaakov Avinu. Parshas Todos. Vayigdal Hana Arim, and the boys grow up, and Esau becomes a hunter, and Yaakov becomes a yeshiva bachar. Okay. He's the Ishtam Yosheva Ohalim. He learns for 14 years in Shein Be'era. That's Yaakov. Which, by process of elimination, leaves us with one pillar upon the world stands and one patriarch. So which is the last pillar? Avoda. And which is the last patriarch? Yitzchak. Very good. Now, fascinating, we said that the avoda with which the Mishnah is talking about refers to karbanos, but today we don't have karbanos, so today we have tefillah instead. And that's Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak Hayom Berachamim Tizkar. We say in our Rosh Hashanah liturgy, you should remember Akedas Yitzchak. Of Salvechik says, why do you say Akedat Ha'ayo Hayom Berachamim Tizkar? What do you mean Akedat Yitzchak? Yitzchak walked off the mountain. Yitzchak got married. Yitzchak becomes the father of Yaakov and the grandfather of the Shiftei Ka. Why do you say Akedas Yitzchak Hayom Berachamim Tizkar? What should you say? Yitzchak wasn't sacrificed. It's as if he became the altar. It's as if he became the sacrifice. The moment, says the Rav, God said to Avraham Avinu, Kachnas Bin the minute God gave the command, Yitzchak was sacrificed. In Avraham Avinu's eyes, there was no more Yitzchak. He was the quintessence of a karman. He was the avodah. He was on the mizbeach. That sacrifice transferred into tefillah. And in fact, after the akedah, which is Parachav Beis, Parachav Gimel, Saras Niftaras, Avram's busy with Jewish burial, first one in our history. Parachav Dalet is the Sherech. Yitzchak's very passive, fascinating biblical personality. Very, very passive. We don't know so much about Yitzchak Avinu. However, from the Pasha Pshah, certainly not. But when the Kala comes to see him for the first time, what is he doing? He's davening. 2463, Chav Dal Samach Gimel, one of the longest prakim in the Torah, Perek Chav Dal, the Perek of the Shirach. Someone once told me years ago, Tara Habib, she says, you know why the Perek is so long? To give people hope. You should know that even if it takes a long time, in the end, the Shirach will actualize, it will materialize. So, you all know the pasuk, Vayetzi Yitzchak Lasuach Erev, Lasuach Basada, Lifknos Erev. Vayetze Yitzchak, Lasuach Basada, Lifnos Erev, Vayisa Eina Vayar, Vinei Gmalim Bar. He's in the field, he's doing something in the field, and the camels are coming. Who's on the camel? Of course, the cow is on the camel. Okay, what is he doing? Lasuach Basada, very strange Lashon. Both Onklos and Rashi say, what is he doing? Come on, you know. From here, the Gemara says, Brachos 26b, Yitzchak was Mesakin Tfilas Mincha. He was davening, Lifnos Lifnos Erev. It's towards evening. It's not morning, Mincha. It's not nighttime, Arvis. It's Lifnot Erev. It's a time of transition. Mincha is davening in a time of transition, which is represented, by the way, in Yitzchak's tfilos. He's transitioning from his father and mother's home to the tent of his wife. It's a time of afternoon. He transitioned from being a korban, an ola tumima, to being a person of this world, once again, a husband. And he transitions that through prayer. Lifnos Erev. And both Rashi and Uncle Seder, what was Yitzchak doing? Lashon tfilah. He's davening. Lasuach basada is a very interesting word. If he's davening, why can't you just use a more conventional word? Which might be, lihit palel basada. I don't need to go through calisthenics and aerobics and, what are they called? Cartwheels, to understand that he's davening. Just tell me, Parshas, that he's davening. Another one. Parshas told us, vayetar Yitzchak Lashem lenochach ishto, kiyakarai. He's davening because she is barren. What does Vayetar mean, says Rashi, Perachav Hei, hirba vehiftzir b'tfilah. She's barren for 20 years. It doesn't look like she could ever have children. La'osei nefo'os. I want you to all remember what I'm saying. I want myself to remember what I'm saying. So when I dive next week and I say, Ribo Sha'olam, my tfilas have not been answered for situation X, Y, and Z, what God is really saying is, of course they've been answered. You didn't stay in Europe. That wasn't an answer. Of course I answered you. Levado, I'm the only one who appreciates, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, the magnitude of my nisim. You think it was an answer, you fool. You think I'm not a shomer tefillah? You needed a different yeshua. You were about to cross the street and be hit by a truck. So the tefillah from Shachas, where you daven for the Refuah Shleimah, saved you from crossing the street. You don't even appreciate. It says Rav Belsky, he remembered Rav Yaakov, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rabbi Muvhak, Ein Adam Makir Beniso. And he wasn't upset that he missed the plane. But as he said, there was something for me. I was not meant to be on the plane. God saved my tefillah. Put it for something else. Times of myself. You think I don't need the chizuk? Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto Ki Akarahi Hirba V'Hiftzir B'Tfilah. Hirba, Rov, V'Hiftzir. He was pressing in prayer. He didn't give up in prayer. We're married for 20 years. Still no children. He davened and he davened and he davened. Again. Yesh lo hayecholas, says the Rambam, lahashlim kol bakasha. You think you were answered? You were answered. Lasuach basada is an interesting lashon. I'm marveling at the time. Marveling. Someone just told me recently, I thought it was such a great line, the older she gets, the faster summer goes. I said, that's exactly how I feel. Where is the time going? My daughter said, Mommy, away. It's going away. So that's right. It's going away. Lasuach Basada is a very interesting lashon. Hey, why can't you just tell me he was praying in the field? This word actually has different meanings, okay? Ma ahafti sorasecha, kapitul kuf yud tes of Tehillim, the letter Mems. It's the chapter that goes through the Aleph Beis. Each letter of the Aleph Beis gets 8 psukim. David HaMelech says, how much I love Torah, kol hayom hi sichasi, sichati, all day it is my delight, or my conversation. Okay, sicha means conversation. As in Chazal say, in Pirkei Avos, Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, be'ishto nema kavachomer be'eshes chaveiro, kol marba sicha ima isha me'vichei. Okay, sicha means conversation. Did you say and I didn't hear you? Thank you. Thank you. Okay. It means conversation. It means tefillah. And it also means, what's the third meaning? Who remembers? Bereishis 2:5, Parag Beis Pasuk Hey, which is by Maisa Bereishis. It means plants. What? Oh. Kol siach hasada terem yeh ba'aretz, kol esav hasada terem yitzmach. Ki lo himtir Hashem Elokim al aretz va'adam ayin la'avod es ha'adama. The plants, the herbage, have not yet sprouted. There's no grass in the field. God had not sent rain. There's no man to work the earth. By the way, this pasuk relates very strongly to tefillah, because what does Rashi say there? Why was there no rain? Adam hadn't come along. There was no one lahakir tovatan shal gashamim. There was no one to appreciate the goodness of God through rain. Adam came along. Hit palel aleihem. Adam davened for rain. And what happened? Rain came down. But that's not what I want to talk about tonight, even though that is totally related to our shir. Because the first instance we see, remember we said, oive, a few minutes ago, I don't know how long, probably longer than I think. Remember we said that Rav Shimshon Pinkus says, why do you need to tell Hashem what you need? Doesn't he know? Rav Pinkus says the way Hashkacha works is, it's as if, Kaviyacha, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't know if you don't tell him. It's as if he doesn't hear, if you don't bring it to his attention. Hashem didn't know the world needed rain. It's a perfect example of what Pinkus teaches. Hashem created this whole beautiful world. Perak Av is Maisa Bereishis. Perak Av Pasuk Lamed Av. Vayaro Kim Es Kol Asher Asa. Vihine Tov Me'od. So God doesn't know you need rain? I need to tell Hashem I need rain. Isn't that bizarre? No, that's the way Hashkacha works. That's the way the world works. When Adam came and he recognized the need for rain and the goodness of rain, he davened for them, says Rashi. And rain fell. There we have proof that we are taka. You need to speak to Hashem. He doesn't want to give us everything for free. You know, I remember thinking when I was much younger, it would be so nice if everything was free. But it's not so nice if everything is free. It's much better to work for things. The fum ta'ara agra, according to the effort is the reward. Adam needed to put his heart into saying, God, listen, the fruits aren't growing. Maybe he wouldn't have gone into trouble if the fruits didn't grow, but that's another story. That was just a joke. Okay. Let's go back to this strange word for prayer. Okay, kol siach hasada, we already quote the pasuk, terem yeh ba'aretz, plants. Ma ahavti sorasecha kol hayom hi sichasi, kol amar basicha im isha mevichei, conversation. And finally, prayer. So what is going on here? Lashon HaKodesh is so beautiful and fascinating because if a word has the same shoresh and it seems to be totally not connected, they are connected. It has to be that these words for... Well, we don't know exactly what siach means now. Okay? Conversation and prayer you can understand. Why? Because when you pray, you are or you should be talking to God. You're not just simply reciting words and your mind's in 100 other places. If your heart's in the right place and your mind is in the right place and your lips are in the right place and you're following the lacha, you're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I understand that prayer and conversation have a connection. What about plants? So I saw about down by Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, so beautifully. Under all the right conditions, you provide it with sun, and you provide it with fertilizer, and you put weed, and you soil, and the right amount of shade, and plant food, and whatever else you have to do for the plant. What happens to the plant? Goes from a teeny tiny seed that's under the ground, that looks totally dormant, that looks dead, in fact. That looks like there's nothing there. And what emerges, and what happens? You're going to end up with this whole beautiful plant that looks like it came from nothing. What happens to man through the process of prayer? When we work on ourselves to enhance our tefillah, to put meaning into the tefillah, to really connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam in a meaningful way. We're just like that plant. We start as this child who looks hidden under the earth, who doesn't even understand what they're doing, who recites the words because some teacher in kindergarten teaches them to recite the word, who has a munah on the most basic, on the other hand, I've spoken about this in other shiur, on very, very deep levels. But what happens ultimately? We grow into the most beautiful, beautiful plant through what? Prayer. And where does the plant go? It sets down roots and it grows upwards towards Hashem. And that should be our experience through prayer. It should be an experience of understanding that we are like a plant. And ultimately, we're davening for the ultimate sprouting. Because that's the truest tefillah. That's really what we're ultimately all davening for. Because then our nisyahu knows and our yetzirah. Because I'll say in the end of the days there won't be any more yetzirah. Could you imagine such a thing? I can't even imagine. Because then ultimately everything that we daven for will be resolved and solved. With the ultimate planting, what will bring the plant of Mashiach? All of our plantings. Someone told me a beautiful story on tefillin. It's a true story. The impact of prayer. She emailed me. Sorry I didn't get this to you sooner in the day. I just got a chance to sit down by my computer now. Musha Kaplan. Does anyone know her from Far Rockaway? She's the ear piercing lady. Yeah. Musha Kaplan, my dear friend and neighbor in Far Rockaway, related the story that happened to her son last year. Musha's son, with his wife, went to Eretz Yisrael to visit the wife's parents with their baby, with their newborn baby. Her parents hadn't seen the baby. They went. The only way they could afford to go was on Jordanian Air. She was very concerned, Mrs. Kaplan. Why are you going Jordanian Airlines? But since they couldn't afford anything cheaper, Jordanians, talk about a leap of faith, Jordanian Airlines it would be. So he said to his mother that when he gets here, he's going to find a quiet corner and he will daven there. When they landed, he went to the side, some side corner in the airport to daven. Upon finishing davening, an elderly man approached him and said, quote, I have not davened in over 70 years. And you just got up in the middle of the airport, the Jordanian airport, and you davened. And he asked this gentleman for his tefillin, which he put on perfectly without a mirror, as if he never stopped davening. Said Mrs. Kaplan, now I know why my children had to go Jordanian Airlines. The impact of prayer is so far reaching. Not only can it change us, not only can enhance our relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam v'ani kirvas Elokim litov, not only does it hold up the world, but it could bring yeshuos and simchos and nachas beyond our wildest imagination. Ein adam makir b'niso la'ose nifla'os gedos levado. So this coming Rosh Hashanah be'ezras Hashem. When you say Avinu Malkeinu, and you say Shira Masmi Ma'amakim Karasich Hashem, and when you say the David Hashem Arviyishi tomorrow, Acha Sha'alti, we spoke about, we quote over Aaron Lichtenstein, Eis Hashem, Oso Vake Shifti Beveis Hashem, Koyim Echayai, Vachsus Benoam Hashem, Ulevaker Behichalo, Ulei Hamanti, Eros Betuv Hashem Be'eretz Chayim. And how does the capital end? Kavei Al Hashem, Chazak Ve'amitzibecha Ve'kavei Hashem. And the Gemara says, you know what that pasuk teaches you? Who knows? Tefillah needs strengthening. Kaveh El Hashem, hope to God. Chazak, v'ameitz libecha, strengthen and fortify your heart, v'kaveh Hashem. Why does it say Kaveh El Hashem two times? It should just say Kaveh El Hashem, chazak v'ameitz libecha, or chazak v'ameitz libecha, v'kaveh Hashem. I need to hope to God twice. The Gemara says, from here you learn tefillah needs strengthening. Kaveh El Hashem, you hope to God. And then Lamaisa, you don't understand because your tefillah seems to have not been answered. So that's when you have to strengthen the resolve in your heart. And then once again, you got up and you're diving. So I just want to end with one interesting ha'ara. I'm going to take 2 more minutes, bleed later of your time. I was thinking of the word Mashiach. And I don't like when people ask some questions about Mashiach because they say, I don't like to talk about things I don't know anything about. One thing I don't know anything about is Mashiach, the Zman Mashiach, except that we all believe Beviasa Mashiach, because there's a better world than this one. We know that there will be Tchias HaMeisim. We know, because Chazal tells the Yetzer Hara will be slain, exactly what's going to happen when Mashiach comes beyond my knowledge. But I was thinking of the word Mashiach. I thought it was something very, very interesting. Okay? We spoke about the word siach. Yeah? So it means plants. Not weed, the Torah says. It means plants. It means prayer. And it means, who remembers? Conversation. 3 things. We gave sources for each one. So I was thinking of the word Mashiach. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning a few months ago. I'm like, ooh! Literally laying in bed, excuse me. I'm like, ooh! Mashiach. Break it up. Mem siach. How will Mashiach come? The answer is right there. May siach. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't have a blackboard. Yeah? Could you envision in your head what I'm telling you? May siach. From siach. How will it come? From positive conversation. Bein Adam l'chaveiro. It's a whole shiur. From tefillah, like we mean it, because we really need the geula, and we want the geula, and we need the Yeshua. And finally, from growth. When we emulate those plants and understand, our tafkid is to grow higher to the Ribono Sha'olam. When we use our speech positively, meisiach, conversation. When we know how to daven, because it is a requirement, a raisa, according to both opinions, b'chol yom, because every day is an eis tzar, according to the Ramban, and every day you need to daven, according to the Rambam. And therefore, when we grow like we're supposed to, that's when Mashiach will come. Hashem says, you're waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting for you people to get it together. Mashiach's ready. Are we prepared and are we ready? So, Be'ezras Hashem, Yimalei Hashem, Kol Mishal Slibeinu Letova, and what do you all have to say? The Birkas Hadyo? Amen. Not just Amen. Kain, Ya'asa, Hashem. I wish you all and your families in this wonderful community. And I thank you, Mamash, all for coming. I told you in the beginning, I didn't think it was a good idea. And Adina was right and I was wrong. I wish you all a kasiva v'chasima tova, ashana tova umivu rechas. And Hashem shall answer all tefillos tova, arbias goel tzedek, when Mashiach be'ezras Hashem will finally come. Amen v'amen. And a wonderful Yom Tov season. Thank you, everybody.